it's a special mitzvah to hire a poor worker to be your employee. And in fact, you should hire him ahead of, you have two options of two equal workers, you should hire a worker who is poor ahead of someone who can, who is, I guess, wealthier or has other sources of income. This is based on the Avas Chesed, Rav V'Chavetz Chaim, and he says, in fact, anytime it says, you know, Kedima, anytime there's a precedence, but it's not that we give to someone who's poor, and he points out that this, in fact, is the highest level of tzedakah, giving someone poor a job, and this way, able to help him support his family in a B'chavad Dika manner. Now, there is an interesting question about if you are allowed to hire an Akum as a worker. This falls into the category of that it's usur, the Rama says, to teach an Akum a trade, because this way it is keeping him alive. And in fact, it's similar to the concept that Shulchan Aruch says that you're not supposed to be miyaled, you're not supposed to nurse a child who's an Akum. So the question is, how are you allowed to hire an Akum employee? And the answer to that is that it is different over here, that there it's, but in those cases, it's actually helping him physically. Here, it's not actually helping him physically, it's just giving him a job, and it's a little bit more indirectly, and therefore, it would be permitted not only to employ an Akum, but also to employ someone who is a mummer, someone who is an anti-Torah heretic, that would be permitted to, even though in general we're not supposed to help someone like that out, here, an indirect employment of helping him in that way would be permitted. Now, the Maharam Shik seems to say that it would be actually forbidden to hire him, but that doesn't seem to be the halacha.